Prime Time Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all real quick here on this Tuesday night, January 21st, 2024. I knew I was going to do it one of these times. No, we're 2024, that was last year. 2025 is right now. January 2025, 21st. Tuesday night, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. First time of mine giving us a listen. We are in 2025. Yes, I knew I was going to do it at some point. So 2025 here, your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again. First time of mine giving us a listen. Make sure you do go ahead and like, subscribe, press the alarm bell every time we post content daily. I mean daily, and I will get to the upload, the Will Howard episode, here late this evening, so that will be out first thing there as well. Actually, it'll be, yeah, we'll be doing that here after, right after this, so I'll have to get on that. But anyways, here, you know, I'll go ahead and clean this up as well. Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDDID apostrophe S Podcast. If you want more bonus coverage of your Wildcats, and with I'm moving things around here for this week, so you may or may not hear Alex Hayden this week. We'll see. Maybe you have to fast forward that. We'll see what happens there on that. I already recorded one episode. Have not posted yet. I'll get that out as soon as I can. All right. I want to talk real quick. K-State women's basketball ranked inside the top 10. Finally, for the first time all season long. Well, they should have been there. Well, they should have been there. Let's see. What is this? What is going on here? So, they should have been there. Maybe sooner than that, but hey, when you have a 14-game winning streak, you have your program, Jeff Mitty, head coach's women's basketball team, ranked 10th now, and they're not going to play again until Saturday when they go visit Colorado, the team that knocked them out of the postseason, the NCAA tournament in your own building a year ago. They'll get a little payback there on Saturday afternoon, but they're going to have to do it without the services of Ayoka Lee, and I will check around here this evening to see what's going on with that situation. She hurt her foot at some point in the first half there. That was the main discussion, what happened on Sunday afternoon. But that's the number one thing. That's huge concern, obviously. But again, like I've talked about, this team should have the depth pieces. They've nailed it in the offseason, and we're 20 games deep into the season now. You are what you are, and this team, I believe this team's got what it takes to not free fall like they did last year in the second half of the season. Well, K-State, 10th, and guess who's ahead of them? 9th. The team that they've been dipping back and forth a little bit, that is TCU. So TCU, K-State, 9th and 10th, and I believe that is the first Big 12 teams in the top 25, obviously. It's a big deal. Big deal with this team, obviously. They should have already been there, but having a fight, tooth and nail with TCU, that matchup is coming soon enough. I don't have their remaining schedule yet up here. We'll probably have to touch on that at some point because it's definitely, it looks like, from what it is, going to come down to TCU. But let's not underestimate, there's Iowa State. I know Iowa State's coming, I believe, next week. I believe on a Thursday night. I wish that I was on a Saturday. Damn it. But anyways, I will be in Manhattan. I'll be in Manhattan, actually, probably this weekend, more than likely. So we'll see what happens there. As well, West Virginia, the other Big 12 team, sit up in here 16th right now. And scrolling down here, and Baylor. Let's not forget about them for a little bit. Let's not sleep on Baylor. Obviously, K-State has handled them in recent games, head-to-head matchups, if you will, there as well. But Baylor's always going to be tough. They round out the top 20. They round the top 25. In the 25th slot there, 16-3. So you have four Big 12 teams sitting there. Yeah, West Virginia, they've given K-State some problems there. But again, TCU, and yeah, surprisingly, Iowa State ain't in here right now. But that's where we are here in the 21st of January 2025, folks, there as well. So wanted to come on here and give you the update on that. Just a quick little brief podcast on that note here, as K-State will now have to wait to play ball until we usually get the games. Well, K-State women's basketball usually plays on midweek, either on Thursday night or Wednesday, depending on when the men play as well. But we'll see. Again, I don't notice the severity, as I keep telling you guys, on the Yoki situation there as well. Just it's heartbreaking, especially with the type of play Aoki is and all that. But hopefully it is not too serious. So I will be doing a little research. We'll see what I come up with there, as well as K-State women's basketball, 10th in the country, finally back in the top 25, continue the battle with TCU here, as they battle it out here for the best record in the Big 12 conference. We'll just have to see about that as we move on forward with the season. Now, of course, that big showdown with TCU is looming large, folks, as we get down, get to the nitty-gritty. But again, all business first, though. You got to take care of business. You got to get a little bit of revenge on Colorado in Boulder. That is the Saturday afternoon game. That is the next time Serena Sundell, Tamara Poindexter, and women's basketball team play the 10th-ranked K-State Wildcats, Lady Wildcats, taking on Colorado Buffalo. Sport Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Wildcat episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater, whether that's an alumni, graduate, same thing, grad student, current student, big fan, about the Pro Project Podcast. And again, thank you so much again for continuing to spread the word about this podcast. I know I say this all the time. I know. But still, it's hard to believe you guys continue to still listen to this podcast. We do the best, especially your K-State fan living in KC, Mo. Might want to get on this podcast for sure. But anyways, that's gonna wrap it up. K-State women's basketball comes into this week. Finally, the voters put them in the top 10. I know the USA Today people put them in the top 10 last week. And finally, AP writers finally decided, let's just go ahead and finally put K-State in there, and they do. So K-State is one of, four or five teams that have, 18 or more wins already. So they keep racking them up, and they're going to put that on the line. 14-game winning streak since the last loss against Duke. It seems like a long time ago now, but 14-game winning streak headed to Boulder this weekend against Colorado. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Gets.